Okay, today's daf is going to be Lamed Vav, and I got into this daf already, so we're a good five, six, seven, maybe 10 lines down. We begin from as follows: as Harali Isha Meviat Behemah Aleha. We're not going to get as complicated as yesterday's shiur, but again, when it comes to these prohibitions, we need to know the lav in the Torah. Need to know if it's punishable karet, and also the chiyuv mita, which is said here specifically skila. So when it comes to a woman that has a relationship with a behemah, minayim, where do we know of the azhara? The Gemara says, v'ish lo tamod lifnei behemah l'riva. Tevel, that doing standing before animal to have a relationship with is not good. You're not allowed to do that. That's lo tamod. Karet minayim, how do you know that? Because again, the ending pasuk of that whole section was ki kol asher ya'aseh mikol tevot ha'eilav v'nichrotu. That's like we explained yesterday. We're at the onesh. And here it says, "V'ish asher tikrav et el kol lifnei behema li'riva ota v'ragta et tishav et behema mot yumatu dmeim bam." Now, this dmeim bam, if you remember, we sort of made reference to this yesterday when we're trying to find the man. According to Rabbi Akiva, we had to man to woman to get to Ovin Yiduni. That's why the gifts have changed. It's almost like flip from yesterday. You take out harig yareh skila skila because that referred to the man, and it's a dmeim bam dmeim bam. The term dmeim bam, you make a connection to Dmei Bam, which is Ovi Yeduni, and there it says Mefurash that it gets skila. Okay, fine. That's what I'm saying. Dmei Bam means it gets killed. That's that part. Now, the Gemara says, Rababa al yadav. Now, the kasha here, as we said in the Mishnah, is why is it the animal is killed in this situation? There were two explanations. One explanation was it's brought about his downfall. The second one is that it's Mishum Kvodabriot. So the Gemara says, but we can have a situation where the animal's still killed and it didn't technically bring him down, it bring his downfall. For example, Sheba Aleha, the man has a relationship with the animal, Shogeg. Is he killed in that situation? No. But nonetheless, the animal's still killed. Hari Niskelet, Al Yadavu Patur. So it wasn't Nichshal in that sense that it brought any downfall. It's not punishment. So why do you still kill the animal if that's the Svara? Similarly, Rabbi Shimon Baye, Hagabatzmah, Shacharash Ba. We have a situation now. This is a kasha for both explanations of the Mishnah. Let's say someone plowed with an animal on Shabbat. Hare hu niskal, he does so deliberately, he's warned, he does malach on Shabbat, the punishment is skila. And what happens to the animal? You don't kill the animal. It says niskal adav hi ptura. So the Gemara is trying to understand what's the svara in the Mishnah, why we kill the animal, and the two logical explanations we brought don't really stack up with counter examples we just saw. For example, a person does malach with the animal on Shabbos, the animal is fine, the person's killed. So Gemara says, "No, let la ela kahada demar Reb Shmuel bar Yitzhak." Now this pasuk here is from Hosea. It says, "Kasman zavam asu lehem atzabim," that the gold and silver that gave them as brought them about to sin. Leman yikartun doesn't say, "In k'tiv ela leman yikaret," in the singular. Kinish damar shachik de palin, like a person says, grind the bones of so and so. Of aki bere that he brought about a son la'avda isha to this lara. Now, what's this mean? Let me read the Korbanator for this. It says, "Lamanya cartoon enktiv. Da'az hava mashifes el mekayikton should be karapte kai a Israel ha'osim referring to Am Israel." That would make sense. El lamanya karetzes. Mashma dekaya ketzev v'zahav. That I'm going to lekaret, I'm going to cut off the gold and silver, she'ikar hu oseh, because that's what facilitated and brought Am Israel to Nunavera. Lachen kativ, that's why it's written Lashon Yachid. That's the deal in the pasuk, the yikartun and yikaret. V'achi kamar, kara. In other words, that it's ra'ui to cut off this gold and silver that brought them to do these averas, as it said in Yeshua. I gave them so much gold and silver, and they, use it for bad, right? Shmamina, kola gorem la'adam, you see, anything that causes a man to sin, it's not that brought his downfall, but brought about his sin. La'asot ra, that is going to be cut off. That's a drash from Hosea. So an animal, whether it's shogig or mazid, it brought about him to do a sin, didn't it? So therefore, afilu b'shogig niskelet. So that explains the first question. Ah, what about Shabbos? It says, Ela hachoresh b'shabbos, someone plows on Shabbos with an animal. Ain't why in that situation do not kill the animal? No, because any goreme p'davar, that is not the thing that facilitated and enabled him to do malach on Shabbos. Shebeloch haya yachol lichrosh. Because without the animal, he still could have done the malacha. That's why, when it comes to doing malacha with the animal on Shabbos, the animal goes free. Because that's what, again, in this particular situation, he plowed with the animal, fine. But he didn't have to, the animal is not what facilitated the malacha, because he could have just, used a tool or other implement to do so. Therefore, he ptura. But in a situation having a forbidden relationship with that animal, that is the Aveira. So therefore, whether it's Shogun or Mace, that facilitated that is, it's like the, almost like a Lifnei Iver type of situation, if you like, that it's Davka through that is the only way that the Aveira was done. Therefore, it is brought. That's, I would learn from the Pasuk.
You couldn't say it the other way. You have to destroy the shovel.
Have to destroy the shovel, but that's the thing, but that's the point, because without, in other words, he still could have done Malach without the shovel. He could have pulled it out with his hands. He could have dug with his hands. He could do other things, right? In other words, that's so. It's only the things that specifically, in a, when I say if I use Lifnei Iver as an example, it's when that you give someone the ability to do the aveira they couldn't have done themselves, right? It's the only way of doing it, if you like, and that's what Lifnei, like b'shnei ibur nahara, like a nazir on one side of the river and you're on the other, and you hand him a cup of wine. There's no other way of doing it. That's why I use that as like a mashal for this situation, because again, in the case of Riva, there's no other way of doing the aveira is with the animal, okay? Whereas Shabbos, there's many other ways he could have done the malacha. That's why the animal isn't killed. Okay, this is not halacha chet. Hamegadef enu ad shiyifaresh et Hashem. Again, this is the next skila. Smakos Hashem only if you use the Shem Hashem. So exactly what Shem Hashem we'll discuss soon. However, Amar Yeshua ben Levi bechol yom danin. So what would they do? Bechol yom danin et ha'edim. Every day they were danin plan bikinui. So by the way, Shem Hashem is understanding Shem on Furash, meaning Yud Hey as it's pronounced. Okay, so but they when they're deliberating bringing testimonies, they wouldn't say Hashem Hashem in such a way. What they would use is a kinui. They'd say he, what did he say? He said Yake Yosa et Yosa. And Yossi is a interchangeable, if you like, for meant to be in place of using the Shem Hashem. That such it's a curse, the so and such a curse, so, right? Nigmar Adin. However, you can't use all the way to the end because I have to still know whether you actually used the Shem Hashem or not. So they get, let's say they deliberated, they found the sin, and they find the person should be guilty, assuming that the real Shem Hashem was used because they've used the kinui. So then they say, lawyer or gimbekinu, they couldn't kill him based on that because you don't know with 100% certain yet. Elamotzinet kolada, everyone's kicked out at that point. Lechutz umeshayim et hagadol shebehem veomer lo. Emor say, mashi shamata, what did you actually hear? Beferush vuomer, and he would say exactly what he would say with Tzaskan the Gemara. Vadayanim umdima regleim, and the dayanim would stand on their feet, and then korim the dukriya, and such a kriya that they would never repair because they effectively heard Shem Hashem being, you know, cursed. Well, the Gemara is going to qualify in a minute what I just said. Vasheni Omer, and the second aid says yes. Af anikamol vashlishi, if there's a third anikamol, the same thing. In other words, you don't have to say the Shem Hashem again. They said yes, that's what we heard. Fine, that's a Mishnah. Gemara now says Hamagerefenu chayiv. Now the question is, we're going to go through the same pattern again. Al Sarah was a warning that Isolotah say of not cursing Hashem. Well, that's easy. Elokim, sorry, Elim Lo Tekalel. Karet, what about the punishable karet? Ish. Ki kalel elokav v'nasacheto, bearing a sin. Here the implication is that the understanding is a mitzvah. Sorry, it's a karet. Okay, ki kalel v'nasacheto. Nes onesh, what about the punish? Because it says v'nokev shem Hashem. Nokev, that's not saying to be cursing. There's a shem Hashem. We say yumat. Now the Gemara says, okay, that makes sense according to Rabbi Kiva. What about Rabbi Ishmael? You see, so many times that so much of the Masechta is like there's like a two-way schools of thought is always saying Rabbi Kiva and Mishmael, so many points of Machloket, at least the last few days. So what's this point of Machloket, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Mishmael? If you look at Korban Eide, he says the Amar you'd read Elohim lo tekalel. What's the difference? Meaning that's Chol because the term Elohim, as we said, can mean judges. So it's saying he understands that pasuk of Elohim lo tekalel is referring to an Azara, not to a curse a judge. Okay, Azharat mevarechat. Therefore, according to him, where's the Azharat? Where's the warning of not cursing Hashem? Aval Rabbi Akiva damar Elokim is a kadosh nicha. According to Rabbi Akiva, understands the pasuk talking about a kadosh baruch, and it's fine. Everything stacks up nicely. But we don't get off the ground according to Rabbi Yishmael because our first pasuk we brought for the Azharah is referring to judges. You know, let a curse judges. So he says, well, actually, Rabbi Yishmael. So the Rabbi Yishmael amar bedainin akatu medaber. He says it's talking about judges. So im ala dainim hu mazir lo kol shekhen lakunim. Im ala kuim eino onesh karet lo kol shekhen Hashem yuchad. So if the saying Azara is referring to judges, kal v'chomer and a kinui. Now a kinui is another name of Hashem, not the Shem, the four-letter name of Hashem. Other names used to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's a judges, kal v'chomer is the kinui. If it's kinui, kal v'chomer if you like the Shem of Furash. So it's almost like a through a Kal Vachomer, you can understand the Asara. Okay. However, the Gemara then continues. Itani tani ala kinuyin. When it comes to the kinuyin, there's a punishment, azhara and karet. Fine. Al shema muyuchad, but only for shema shem is the capital punishment, as we said, our Mishnah. However, itani tani ala kinuyin is azhara, and only an azhara, only a lotaseh. And it's only al shema muyuchad that normally you get mitzvah, you get karet as well. So there's two ways of reading it, whether the karet is also applied to a kinuy or only shema mufurash. That's the difference. Ma'adamar kinuyim ba'azara v'karet. The shita that says that not only is a prohibition for azara but also karet, because the pasuk says Elohim lo tikalel, v'od ish ish ki yakalel elokav v'nasach yatol v'karet, which is understanding is b'karet. So those are two psukim using the shem like the elokav Elohim. That's referring to the kinuyim. That's understanding. It's not shem ha'mefurash. So that's why it's lo taseh and the karet. But the other pasuk that finally talks about the capital punishment, al shem yochav b'mitzvah kazev v'noshem shem Hashem, meaning the name of Hashem, specifically mot yomat, would he be killed. However, the other shita, manda amar alal kinuyim ba'azhara, according to the other reading that says only the kinuyim, sorry, kinuyim you get an azara, and azara only, meaning lo taseh, that's because you understand Elohim lo tekalel. That's the broader Elohim. However, al shem miuchad b'mita ubekaret, the shita that says it's mita and karet, but only for shem miuchad. So it's more, if you like, only for shem miuchad you get karet and not for the kinuyim. Says when v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. That's clear for the mita part. There's no debates there because it's shem Hashem. However, very carefully, those two psukim, one is mentioned after the other. The first one is it says ve'ol ben yisrael b'lemo ish ish ki yakalel elokav v'nasach yatol. That's a pasuk we learn for the karet. And it's a pasuk that follows after it says v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. So the understanding according to the second reading is that's coming to qualify the pasuk before it. In other words, which elokav do you get karet for? That's only it says v'nokev shem again the v'nokev shem Hashem only if you use the shem mufurash. Okay, those are two drashas from the pasuk. Next, Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Zot omeret, we can see from the whole flow of this trial. Is you can done and you can start deliberating in a control case based on a safek. Meaning all the deliberations they're doing, they don't really truly in our case have the full information at their disposal until the very end. Why? Because the whole case, when they say he cursed him, they're using a replacement term, the Yossi or Yossa. Okay? So therefore, but all the nonetheless, that's not stopping the deliberations. They don't say from the beginning what did he say, they wait till the very end. That seems to imply that you don't have to have the full information, that you're able to come to a conclusion based on a suffix. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a nice conclusion, but what are you applying it to? The Gemara says, hey, Chiyavid, what's another case you want to try and extrapolate to? That's plenty of record than Nefesh. Let's say there's a call that so-and-so murdered someone. You need to Shiavo that it seems he's trying to say that we can already start opening the trial and deliberating until witnesses come along. That's ridiculous. Amar Rav Yossi, v'tafsin bar nash b'shukum. How can you take someone from the marketplace that people say he murdered without any witnesses and start opening a trial? That's not fair. That's not right. It's people do it on the news. They blame people and destroy lives. However, Ella Keni, it says, Eli, rather it's the following. If there's ploni haraget ha'nefesh, v'rei eidav, but rather it's not that there's a call or rumor that went out or a story that went out that he killed. But it's different, meaning they say this individual killed, and we know, we heard that so and so and so and so were the aid him. That's based on a suffix. In that situation, there's more of a substance to it. So that's what it means you can restart deliberating the trial on the understanding you've sent for so and so and so and so, they're going to be coming. Okay? That's what it means here. That's, in other words, how we can extrapolate the danim of a suffix, which is an interesting position to be able to even do so. Now the Gemara says, V'amri li gadav. Which is the Gemara saying, one second, you're saying at the end of the trial, we say to the Edom and say, okay, what did he say? If the Edom actually say exactly what he said, they're going to be also cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Hashem. And that's ridiculous. How can we tell him to say to do that? In other words, what are the witnesses saying? The witnesses say we saw so and so saying X, Y, Z. And if you say at the end of the whole trial, they'll be using Kinuyim, they said Yossa, Yake, Yossa, all right? And then, but we say, they don't try to say, okay, what did he say? What they'll actually be doing is, if they say word for word what the accused said, they'll be saying, they'll be cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu themselves. So the Gemara doesn't accept that.
Oh, okay, good. I wouldn't accept that either.
No, it doesn't accept the possibility that they could do that. Okay? We don't want them to do that Avera. Okay, you went mute.
I don't understand why it's an Avera. They are acting like a video camera does.
Yeah, but
They're
we don't want them to. It's such a severe prohibition to do such a thing. We don't want them to utter those words. So the question is, what do we do? Like, what's the
I
alternative?
understand you don't want them to utter those words, but from that to say that it's an Avera is rather a long step.
Okay, but okay. Granted, I'll read you the quote. But I'm in the Gadef. He says, "I'm in it to the Tana Mora Bechav, the Chi Omrim La Edim Gadef B'Tmiyah." Okay, all he says, do we tell him to do the act of being a Gadef? Now, whether it's considered an Aveira or not, I'm not sure. But the point is, we
Oh,
tell him not to do so. We don't
okay.
want them to do so. Maybe that was I went a bit too far there.
Is there any
Ella, what do we?
discussion of the Nusach? I'm sorry to interrupt, but
So
I
that's what's going to
mean,
say. The Gemara's going to say it
oh,
now.
okay,
Says,
good.
Ella, oto Hashem shamayti lefenechem, oto kilel o bo kilel. In other words, what they would do is they would say, he said such and such, using the term Yose Yose's replacements. And at the end of the trial, they would say, okay, what was the term Yosa really? They would say that term. And it says, and that's the term that they used in these sentences that we've been giving you before. Okay? So that way, they have now the full information at their disposal without getting to say word for word exactly what the accused said. That's what the Gemara says. That's the solution you're showing here. Okay? The Gemara says that in that point, the Edim don't have to do Kriya at that point. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about the Edim because when they heard him do it, they were chayav to do Kriya then. So have to do it now. Now, but what's interesting is we said the Dayanim have to do Kriya. Did they hear the full giduf? No, they didn't. But nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel ben Lakish says, Micha, oh, but we'll get to that in a second, but it says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel, now, this is the interesting thing that normally Edom have to sit down and accept the Edut. But it says in the Mishnah, the first deal that Rabbi Shmuel ben Lakish is making, since it says the Omdim v'korim, their standard of Kriya, much more they would stand at the time, that's his understanding, and not they would then jump up and do Kriya, they would stand at the time and they do Kriya. Okay, so an understanding is really that if the dynamic can recover the adult understanding, it would work. That's point number one. And it says, Achma min ashit. You can learn six things from this whole story. Six chidushim. Achma min akehid the Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak, which is danin al safek. That was the first thing we saw. Vachman alak Rabbi Shimon lakish, that if they recover the din standing, that it works. Then Vachma min ashumayam bin pishumayach likro. So the chiyuv of kriya, this is the point I've got a bit ahead of myself before. Is we see that the chiyuv of kriya is on is for even someone ashomea mipi ashomea has to do kriya, so the dayanim they didn't hear it directly, but ashomea mipi ashomea because of the severity of this avera, they would also have to do kriya, and we see in the Mishnah that this is one of the kriyas that they don't tie up, which is the next point, okay? Or coming up the two points in time, okay? Then it says vachomea mikan la ed she Hasheni Omer Afani Kamal Afani Kamal. We also learn the Chiddushia that not all the witnesses have to say, oh, this is Naam Hashem. They can say Ani Kamal, and that would be sufficient in this case. Number five, Vashmanachu Achad Min HaKareim She'en Achim. Certain kriyas you can repair, and this is one of the ones you cannot ever sew up. Vashman number six, Mekevet Shem Yodim Mishar Rishonah Shehu Shem Yochad Shehu Tzarich Likro. Shall I show you the Korban? It says, Achmamina means she ain't so rich shmoa klala mufurash. You don't have to hear the klala explicitly. Ela keman sha'amru tchila Hashem mufurash. Af al pi shalor pirshua baklala. Because that says murash, even though they didn't mefarish exactly the klala then, Ela amru, they said, Yake Yossi bit et Yossi, chayv likroa, that would be sufficient for them to do kriya on. Okay, so the severity of the sin, low bar of kriya. In terms of requirement and such a career that cannot be repaired. Those are six things we learned from this case. Now,
And
the Gemara says.
what's the nusach of the klala?
It says, oh, we said, well, using the terminology, Yake Yossi et Yossi. That Yake is like, would strike or curse, Yossi min Hashem et Hashem. That's like the Yossi et Yossi.
And if a person said that ani lo ohev et ha shem hamefurash, is that a
I don't
curse?
like it. That's not a megadeth.
That's not a
Forget if
good
it's Ladavka, so this like strike cursing, whatever it is.
one.
Okay. Probably not a good idea, but you might have other issues of using Hashem in vain. Lots of Hashem and things like that. I don't know, but this is not this. You're not going to get killed for that. Yeah, but a different account to settle. Okay, let's continue. Rav Chiya Amar Reb Yosi, Makshi Tanina, Ha Kruz Yotze Lefanav. He asked a question. He's like, Kruz Yotze Lefanav. The person would go on out. Ishploni ben Ishploni, Yotze Lisakel, Ad Shavara, Al Shavara Avrei Plonit, O Plonit Plonit Plonit, Vokumishu Leoskud Yavov Yelamed. We saw before that when a person's taken out to be stoned, that the Kruz, someone would go out and announce that so-and-so, this is that so-and-so is being killed, this is an Aveira, and these are the witnesses. And the point was that really want to make it known in public as well to try and ultimately save the person. That if witnesses, can find out Edim or something like that. And the Gemara says, Shamanu Shomea Mipi Hashomea Tzrich Likroa. Shaminan Shomea Mipi Hashomea Veshomea Mipi Hashomea Tzrich Likroa. And what this means is as follows. I'll show you. It says, I'll read the comment. It says, Arvea Proni, Hare Omrim Ploni Birechet Hashem, Vafela Hachi Einat Tzibro Tzrich Likroa. Which is interesting. He's going to announce and saying, we said before, Hashomea Mipi Hashomea has to do Kriya. Now you want this guy to go out and say that so-and-so is being killed for cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu. What, everyone's going to start doing Kriya on the street? It says, She'ein esfar lomar she'kol ha'am kroyim. No one's going to do, it doesn't make sense when you do the Kriya. Inami havalilim inei hach. He should have said that. Umashi shamanu after shamina mematniti da'acha she'ashomea pishmea v'hainu dayanin mipia edim chayev kriya. Shamina shomea mipia shomea v'shomea mipi shomea. I mean, it's 2 degrees away. Hainu shmipia dayanim tzarich likroa. That's betmiya. Havada shamina matnitim v'zeh machriz hashomea shlishi hilkach ein kriya. In other words, this whole chumah that we said shomea pia mishmea only works at about 1 degree away, if you like. Or it's the 2nd degree. Let's call it that. But the reason why the Mishnah talk about other people on the street doing kriya, because that's a further degree, or the machriz, even the person who's announcing it, he heard it from the dayanim. So he doesn't do the kriya. Now people don't do the kriya. It's like there's a limit to how far this goes. Now the Gemara says, Ma'u likro al klilat Hashem. Now what it's asking for is, where do we know you have to do kriya? Now this we saw actually in the Sefer Mor Katan, but we went into more detail there. We'll just do a briefly here. Nishmin Aretz says, Vayikishmua Melech Hizkiyahu. Who did he hear? He heard the Rav Shakeh, who was listened by Milchemet Sancheri. They came to Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he heard the words, and it says, Vayikra et begadav, and he tore his, he rent his clothes. Ma'u likro akilata. So the question is, okay, what about if a goy curses Shem Hashem, you have to do kriya on that? So the question is, well, it depends how you understand who Rav Shakeh was. Manda am Rav Shakeh goy, and then Chizkiyahu did kriya, well, Hava Karim, you do kriya. Or Manda am Israel, if you say he's Israel, then, well, there's no proof from anywhere that if a goy does the cursing, what I mean, do you have to then do kriya? So Tara Roshaya, Acharoshume Kilat Hashem, Mi'Yisrael, Acharoshume Be'er Goy, Chayv Likroa Kohen. We got the writing from Roshaya. He says that actually, no, you have to do kriya for no matter who. My time, what's the reason? It says, V'nei Ani Hashem Elokei Kol Basar. Meaning, I mean, Kol Davar. So the understanding of Kol Basar, Shokroman says, V'lo Ka'amar Elokei Yisrael, Shema Minashi Elokei Yisrael, Kol Almotu, Shakol modimbo, meaning he's a god of all people. Vezer pokolo birchol chayim likra. If Kadosh Baruch Hu called of everybody, they were trying to be mashma from this, that even if a goy tried to porek all to and curse a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way, you'd have to kriya even if a goy had cursed a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right, let's we'll continue framing this session next time. Have a good day.